If you love film, you know Stanley Tucci is one of those actors who becomes the role. Remember his sinister character in The Lovely Bones, the bizarre chameleon host of The Hunger Games, not to mention the fashionista in The Devil Wears Prada, and of course, Paul Child in Julie and Julia. Now, if you're a film and a food lover, I'll bet the Tucci film that sealed the deal for you was Big Night. Well, since that film, Stanley's evolved into a serious and gifted cook, authored two cookbooks, and the latest is The Tucci Table, written with his wife, Felicity Blunt. We caught up with him in the green room of ABC's The Chew. Stanley, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
Now, I have to make a confession.
Yes.
I cannot tell you what a fan I am.
Oh, thank you.
No, really. No. It all began with Big Night. And it wasn't just, I mean, I'm a cook, and I identified very strongly with the film, obviously. But it's also, I mean, I'm a sucker for a great cook who also has to be a great actor, and you are both. So there,
well,
now I've embarrassed myself.
No, not at all. I love it. Do it again.
All right, you've got it. No, but seriously, you know, in that film, there's a scene where you and your brother cook side by side, and I think you were doing frittatas, you know, with eggs. And I remember seeing that and thinking, either somebody's really trained these guys, or there's instinct at work there. What did it take to do that scene?
Well, Tony and I both worked with different chefs, and I was lucky enough to meet Johnny Scapin, who really helped me a great deal. He allowed me to work in different stations in the kitchen at what was Le Madre, which was a wonderful restaurant in New York.
Many years ago.
So he, you know, I, you know, helped make the pasta, helped make the gnocchi one day, helped do, you know, the salad station one day, and then you do the peel the potatoes, peel the carrots, blah, 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 all that stuff. And the frittata was, because that was the end of the picture, when I just cooked that frittata in a master shot, it was very important that I really know how to do it well. So Johnny was kind enough to teach me how to do that, and then I just practiced over and over and over again.
But you've always cooked, right?
Yeah, I cooked, but it wasn't until after that movie that I really started to take a real, real interest in it.
So when the cooking really became serious, was it Family Food that you started working with?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why the first cookbook exists. After Big Night, people said, oh, can you do a Big Night cookbook? And I said, well, you can't do a Big Night cookbook because there are no recipes in Big Night. There's really just the timpano, right, which is the centerpiece of the film. There's that and the frittata at the end. So the only thing that I could do was help facilitate putting together a cookbook for my parents and for Johnny Scapin, because he's Northern Italian, they're Southern Italian, and I thought that would be a great way to sort of, you know, explore that in depth and also pass it on to other people, because it's really, I think those recipes are really, really important.
And those recipes are going away.
They are going away, and people, yeah, they are going away, and people, oh my God, sorry, Mario Batali just walked in, and then he just thank you. Yes. Thank you. Goodbye. Out of his mind.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Oh, God. He smells good, though, doesn't he? What's he wearing? Anyway, so, you know, getting those recipes out there was really important to me. And they are disappearing. And I think it's important to document them and pass them on.
Do you get a chance to do a lot of cooking at this point?
I cook constantly. When I'm home, I've been away for 2.5 weeks, so I haven't had a chance to cook. Although I was at my parents' house, so I was able to cook a couple times with my mom, which was really great. But when I'm home, I cook every night.
What does food mean to you?
It means everything. In a nutshell, it means everything. It just brings a great sensuality to life, it's a creative act. But it's edible art. I like that.
Yeah, and it's ephemeral too.
Yeah, but I suppose this is why the documentation of the recipes is so important, and maybe one of the reasons why, you know, we're obsessed with cooking shows now, because we want to preserve those things. We know that they dissipate, that they are ephemeral.
Yeah.
But the only way, the real way to preserve it is, let's face it, is on paper.
True, but also to keep cooking it.
Yeah, to keep cooking it, exactly. Yeah.
Stanley, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really, really flattered to be on your show. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you. Okay. Take care.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Stanley Tucci is the author, with his wife Felicity Blunt, of The Tucci Table. Now, he left us with a recipe for vegetable parmigiana. Now, could any herbivore ask for a more delicious stand-in for a turkey? I don't think so. Find the recipe on the website, splendidtable.org.